Well, Israel launched its offensive on Gaza almost a year ago. Besides heavy civilian casualties in Gaza, the toll on the population's mental health was also heavy. Many are still traumatized, finding it difficult to come to terms with the reality.
1 year after the end of the 22-day war, its memories are still painfully fresh in the mind of Gaza residents, and its signs everywhere to see. The attack left more than 1,400 Palestinians, most of them women and children, dead, and also did huge physical damage in Gaza to homes, businesses, and the rest of the infrastructure of daily life.
If we want an independent state, we have to work on an independent national economy. The more we consume the Israeli products, the more we fund the occupation.
About 21,000 homes were partially or totally destroyed by Israeli tank fire and fighter jet bombardments. Israel says it waged the war to stop Palestinian rocket fire. Human rights groups have often accused Israel of violating international conventions governing the rules of war and the treatment of civilians.
We will continue to do all we can to bring the Israeli war criminals to justice and prosecute them for the crimes they committed during the Gaza war.
And sufferings of Gaza residents did not end with the war. Civilians in Gaza continue to suffer grievously. Israel has kept up its siege. It allows in only the barest essentials, which are supplemented by whatever can be brought in through tunnels from Egypt. And it has been impossible to repair war damage because Israel has let in small amounts of construction materials since January 2009. The Egyptians have also put heavy restrictions on what can pass through their border with Gaza. They are building an underground barrier to stop the tunnels under the border as well.
War and years of tight siege have made daily life a struggle for Gaza residents. And as the international community remains silent in the face of plights of Gazans and Israel refuses to ease the siege, people here have to brace themselves for tougher days. Ashraf Shannon, Press TV, Gaza.